Hey, I'm Cassie with a look at the top headlines for Triple M Aussie Rock News in 2020. What a year. And I know it's been oversaid, but the music industry took a massive whack to the nuts this year. And shout out to everyone who has released new music, performed live from isolation, ran fundraisers for local crew, faced tour cancellations, and just getting through it. From starting the year off with the massive bushfire relief gigs that raised millions for local Aussies to needing relief for themselves, it's been a roller coaster. Thank you to all of the music lovers who purchased music instead of streaming, who bought local bands' merch, purchased produce from local venues when the doors were shut. Let's hope that 2021 has got much more good news for our local industry.
Hi, this is Angus Young.
And Brian Johnson of the SCDC.
This year, we saw the long-awaited return of AC/DC with their 17th studio album, Power Up, that topped the Aussie album charts 4 weeks in a row. The album saw Brian Johnson, Cliff Williams, and Phil Rudd reunite with Angus and Stevie Young, giving rock fans the most classic-sounding Akadaka album in years. Although most tours and gigs got cancelled this year, that didn't stop musicians from playing live, and we saw live stream gigs and concert releases from the world's best bands, and we could enjoy it right from the comfort of our own homes. From Chris Chaney, Paul Dempsey, even Powderfinger reunited. You can catch up on the best live stream gigs of 2020 at triplem.com.au. This year, we saw a new band form, the Jane Barnes Band. Jimmy and his wife performed a new song for fans every day, which kicked off while Aussie Rock's favourite couple were in quarantine for 2 weeks. Some weeks, they were joined by the whole family. Others, it was just the two of them. But every performance was a cracker.
Music that built this nation.
We saw not one but two Oz Music T-shirt days this year to raise much-needed funds and support for our local scene and Aussie musos. And Aussie music is back on the telly with the ABC TV show The Sound that showcases local and international music every week. Thank you to everyone who makes Triple M Rock News possible. Maddie Haywood, Dave Collins, Link Kelly, BT, everybody who plays a part, thank you for making this come to life and go live every week. I'm Cassie, and that's a look at all that matters in Triple M Aussie Rock News this year.